Adequate supplies of personal protective equipment are still a problem in Washington state. The goods are important to protect healthcare workers, and for another reason, too, they're an indication of whether, how, and when the state can reopen. KUOW's Anna Boykel-Ryrock reports.
A lot of folks around the state are now amateur mask purveyors, from people with sewing machines at the kitchen table to Boeing test pilot Troy Larson with a Cessna 182.
Today we're putting 250 pounds worth of medical supplies in the airplane, and we'll be flying them to Eastern Washington.
Once he gets cruising, he turns on the 80s music.
Iron Maiden or Def Leppard, and maybe some more softer stuff like the U2.
Recently, Larson was volunteering for the Washington State Hospital Association, which has started importing masks for healthcare facilities across the state. CEO Cassie Sauer says this is a stopgap measure.
And we're kind of winging it, literally. So we are hoping that the state supply will catch up and that we can provide this as kind of temporary relief to our hospitals, but that we'll get a regular supply chain going through the state.
Washington State is ramping up its efforts to get needed medical supplies, like masks, gowns, and gloves. It's accepting large donations, and it's contracting with importers and manufacturers, retooling their operations. But so far, that hasn't been enough. Personal protective equipment, also known as PPE, is critical for frontline workers, and it matters for everyone else, too. The supply is one part of an interconnected web of factors health officials are evaluating to see how the state could reopen. Dr. Raquel Bono is leading Washington's COVID-19 response.
Whenever we start moving towards what this new normal would be, we know that it puts people at risk for getting infected again or for the virus to start transmitting again.
Bono says the state is looking at how well hospitals could deal with a potential influx of patients.
And how well can our PPE supply keep up with taking care of our healthcare workers, not only for taking care of COVID-positive patients, but all the other patients too.
The goods are also vital for testing and to stop the infection from spreading. But so far, the state is still waiting on deliveries of 95% of the protective equipment it has ordered from businesses, or 270 million items. Instead, a tiny fraction of goods in the pipeline have actually made it to the front lines. Facilities have gotten close to 11 million items, including donations and supplies from the federal stockpile. And as for the much-needed N95 respirators, an even smaller percentage have been delivered, 2% in the pipeline, or around 1.6 million masks. Linda Kent is a spokesperson with the Department of Enterprise Services, which is leading the effort.
We're still working hard to acquire needed PPE and rapidly distribute it to where it's needed, and demand still does outpace supply. But we are having some successes.
Successes like establishing a pipeline from local manufacturers who have converted their facilities. Other supplies, though, have to travel here from around the country and world, which the department says takes time, from days to weeks. In the meantime, healthcare workers are still grappling with scarcity. Jose Hernandez is an emergency department assistant at Sacred Heart Hospital in Spokane. When we talked, they had enough surgical masks, but not enough N95 respirators that filter out tiny airborne particles that could carry the virus. So Hernandez got his own N95 from the hardware store.
Either I use my own and take the risk to clean it myself and have more protection, or I just use their surgical mask that doesn't really protect you.
Hernandez says he stored it in a paper bag in his cubby and reused it for about a month, following instructions from YouTube on how to clean it with peroxide.
We just drench ours and let it dry.
For now, Hernandez says he doesn't think it's time yet for hospitals to fully reopen. In Seattle, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock.